Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations. A mantle passed from warrior to warrior. Now, because your friend murdered my father, I also wear the mantle of king.
You're listening there to Chadwick Boseman playing the Black Panther in his first ever movie appearance in last year's Captain America: Civil War. The Black Panther isn't a new character. He was a creation of Marvel legends Stan Lee and Jack Kirby back in the 1960s. But the super warrior of the fictional African nation Wakanda is back now, in a time when comic publishers are making their heroes more diverse, from a biracial Spider-Man to the Muslim Kamala Khan, a.k.a. Ms. Marvel. Last year, Marvel released its first Black Panther comic book since author Ta-Nehisi Coates took over the franchise in 2015. One thing Coates has done here is bring on fellow comic newcomers like journalist Rembert Brown to help write the new issues. Brown has previously covered politics, race, and pop culture for Grantland and New York Magazine. Today marks the release of Black Panther World of Wakanda number 6, The Return of Casper Cole. It's the first comic Brown has ever written, and he told John Hockenberry the deep roots of these characters made his work much more than just another checked diversity box for Marvel.
For me, the way I was approached to do the comic, it didn't really feel like I was jumping onto like a diversity train. Yeah. It was just like this was a character, like with the success of Black Panther in every wing of the Marvel Universe, right. The films, Ta-Nehisi's comics, like there was this character that, you know, because it was the Black Panther universe, go figure, was also a black character that got built out a little bit and was a character that had like a very short run in an earlier run, and then just kind of they never really did much with it and was a fan favorite. And I think that's why they're like, like I wonder what else we can do in this Black Panther universe. And so when it came to me and they asked me about it, and like I knew of the character in a very small amount, and when I kind of went back and did my research and read about it and thought of some of the parallels between the character and myself, I was like, this could actually be interesting, beyond just like a very cool experience for me to do, never having written a comic before.
Are there limitations to what you can do and how much of a storyteller you can be through characters like this because of the audience of comics, that the audience of comics hasn't traditionally been, you know, a diverse audience, an African-American audience, an African-American youth audience?
I'm very interested to see what the response is, because through writing online, writing for two mainstream publications, New York Magazine and Grantland, I have a lot of experience writing for non-black people.
Right, exactly.
and so that wasn't actually a worry for me. Like I've kind of embraced writing for all eyes, and you know, I embrace the role of coming at this from an educated outsider perspective, like not trying to write like a comic book writer, but also respecting the craft and learning the craft as I went along. And my editors, who live and breathe Marvel comics and know everything, they, you know, it wasn't like I went off for 3 months and came back and like, here's the comic. Like, we were working along the way. So this is something that I'm used to. It's just a different medium.
But it's really an exciting time. As you say, you know, you're used to writing for non-black audiences. I mean, it reminds me of Jordan Peele. I mean, Get Out, it seems to me, is an example of a movie that crosses barriers and creates sort of like linkages that have never been possible before, and that the comic book is a place to do this as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say between watching Get Out and then a show like Atlanta, these are both two works of art that can't be defined by one genre. There are moments in Atlanta where it's the funniest show you've ever seen, and then it's the most serious show you've ever seen. There are moments in Get Out where it's hilarious, and then you're terrified. And I think that is a moment that is beginning to happen more and more. And I don't think it's very surprising that a lot of the people that are doing this are black artists like a Donald Glover, or Jordan Peele, who are very comfortable being black and talking about the black experience, but not having that get pigeonholed into it has to be only funny or it has to be only serious. And those were things that were in my head as I was doing this comic because I didn't feel pressure to make it one thing. Like in the comic book format, like lends itself to sometimes being tongue in cheek and sometimes being serious and sometimes having action and like all that. It felt, you know, even though I'd never done this before, it weirdly felt kind of normal and natural.
Is Casper Cole liberating as a project, as a character?
Yeah, I mean, it was like there were some parallels where I was like, I know how to kind of write this character. It's like the only thing they told me is like they gave me like where the character needed to begin and they told me where the character needed to end. And outside of that, I kind of had free rein to tell a story and kind of develop his, you know, kind of his swagger and like how he talked to people. And like one thing about this character is that he lived in New York and had bouts of financial trouble and was often broke, but he's trying to overcome this and he has back and forth issues with authority and wants mentors. And so I was like, I know what this is and I felt like this character before. So it was liberating to be able to write like that, but also have him be, you know, have superhero abilities.
Sometimes the comic book world is criticized for doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Uh-huh. Is what you're doing actually moving the whole industry into a new world, a new dimension, a new set of stories?
What I do think is interesting is kind of what's happened the past 2 years where you're getting, you know, a person like Ta-Nehisi Coates, a person like Roxane Gay, myself, people that came from one traditional world, a world of journalism that gave a lot of Black writers a platform to tell all different types of stories. Like, I think it is interesting. Like, I wouldn't have done this if it wasn't for the two of them.
Right.
And seeing not only them have some success, but it being kind of this freeing project to go in a completely different direction that people are like, wait, why are they doing comics? But when you really think about it, it makes sense because it's just storytelling in another form. You know, I'm interested to see what directions things go. But I do think like at the most basic level, I think it's very cool that people like us are getting an opportunity to, you know, really step outside of our comfort zone and be educated in comics, but also be embraced by having our voice and putting it in this medium.
Well, Rembert Brown, thanks so much.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
That's Rembert Brown in conversation with John Hockenberry there. Rembert Brown is a journalist and co-author of Black Panther, World of Wakanda No. 6, The Return of Casper Cole, which comes out today.